You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 447, The Legion's Super Secret. And welcome to episode 447 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. So that's like 200 more. I'm always conscious of that, you know. In fact, last week I was driving at one point and there was... So I'm going to be serendipity lad. Because as I was driving last week, at one point I noticed that the time was 2:47. And this was as we were coming back from Sarah's... Two weeks ago, Sarah and I were coming back from her birthday party and heading over to the comic store because she wanted to show off her Superman costume, and of course the time was exactly 2:47.
Well, there you go.
Not significant to most people, but we know better.
It's true. It's true. We do.
Over to you, sir.
And I am Darren Noel, and this weekend I am actually Savannah Boy because that's where I am.
As we speak,
I'm in Savannah.
Indeed. Yes.
Indeed. I have a work conference that I am at, and I'm sure it'll be fascinating. But in the meantime, I'm going to be just appreciating being, you know, sometimes just getting a little time away from the usual digs is a good thing.
Indeed.
What you dread, of course, going to Savannah is the drive to Savannah, because there, once you get past Macon, which is about 2 hours south of Atlanta, there is nothing on the road between Macon and Savannah for about 3 hours.
Ugh.
And it you can tell you're getting closer to Savannah because you run out of pine trees and wind up in more marshy plants. But that is the only indicator that you're anywhere close to where you need to be. It's a really brutal drive. So I'll be pumping up a lot of music while I'm going.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I gotta create a playlist and get that going. So yeah, it'll be a sing along. Yay!
There you go.
Anything to keep awake while you're driving, kids, and don't drink and drive.
Indeed. All right. Why don't we get right into it then? We are going to get right into it. Okay. So we're talking Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes, number 235. On the cover, which is by Mike Grell, we have Timberwolf, Cosmic Boy, and Brainiac 5 over a sinister-looking thing. And Superboy is trapped in this machine, and Brainy's saying, "I hate to do this, Superboy, but you know too much."
I would like to preface this podcast by saying, remember, we let y'all vote on this.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on y'all.
It's totally on y'all.
Did I use that right?
Yeah, on y'all. Nice. All y'all.
All y'all. It's on all y'all.
All y'all. Yep.
Because I think I said last week that we would see the follow-up to Wildfire's Dying.
Wildfire's Dying. Oh, no. Yeah. Choke.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see much about that.
We're not going to see much of him in this issue.
No.
And that ball appears to have been dropped completely, and I'm noticing now possibly why, because the story here is by Paul Levitz.
That's right. So this one is written by Paul Levitz with art by Mike Grell and Vinny Coletta, which means stuff got erased, and edited by Al Milgram, lettered by Milt Snappin, and colored by Jerry Serpy, like you do.
Serpy.
Okay, so they got Superboy is in like this sort of zap machine.
Contraction.
Yeah. And it says, and if what they're doing at this particular moment seems unorthodox or seems unheroic, read on. There is a reason why Brainiac 5 is putting Superboy through mental torture to protect the Legion's super secret. Yes.
Woo! Super secret!
Saying he's in such pain, Brainy. Isn't there another way? I know when I started as Legion, when I was Legion leader, but there must be another way. And they say, they both know there isn't, Cosmic Boy. This is a necessary procedure. And Cos says, even though he's unconscious, he's fighting this brainwashing.
Like you do.
Yeah. And Brainy says it gets more difficult every year, because, of course, this basically ties into the whole Superboy can't remember anything.
Yeah, Superboy can't know anything about his future because then it would change his past and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And so Brainy says to him, now get away from him before you upset the equipment with your magnetic powers. Yeah, making him feel guilty. Timberwolf says, relax, Rock. You know why we have to mind wipe Supes. It's not like we have a choice. And Kaz says, I know, but what gives us the right? He thinks this is just a routine psychomedical exam. Timberwolf says, which is better than the alternative if he knew what was going on. Alternative is a very big word for Timberwolf to use.
Totally. And I'd just like to note, yeah, and he can hear you. Yeah. He's right there.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. So Brainy says he's being unusually resistant. As Superboy gets older, he gets harder to program. Whoa.
Programs.
Mm-hmm. It's really a pity that historical inevitability forces us into these sessions. It would be fascinating to see how his mind would cope with the truth. Maybe not.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a second circuit breaker overloads as other equipment drains his power source. And what? The hypno chair tries to compensate for. Oh, wait, the mission monitor board. It's signaling class alpha emergency. There's a Sklarian attack at the Life Institute on Earth. And Ayla says, Brainy, quick, Superboy's coming out of it. And the treatment hasn't ended. And Superboy gets out and he says, Brainy says, Superboy, you all right? And he says, ugh, I'm not sure, Brainy. I feel like my brains have been strained. What was that all about anyway?
Ew. Yeah, strained brains. Yeah. Gross.
Brainy says, it was just a routine examination until the Mission Monitor Board interrupted us. And he says, well, and Superboy says, whew, if that was routine, I'd hate to see an emergency procedure. Who thought up that gimmick anyway? Therok? And he says, quiet, Superboy, let me finish checking to see if the exam left any side effects. And he's doing some checking. And meanwhile, Timberwolf says, well, while you're doing that, Brainy, my lady and I will check out their red alert. Come on, Ayla. And she says, right with you, lover. After all, this is what the Legion is for. And Superboy says, never mind the exam, Brainy. Lightlass is right. Let's go. And he says, I'll follow in a minute, Superboy, after I check something. And he says, and he looks shocked. He says, I was right. The brainwashing didn't take. We'll have to be careful, Rock. Without the hypnotic protection, anything could evoke his suppressed memories. And you can imagine what would happen then. Oh. There we go.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So, turned the wrong way. All right. So we get a close-up of a flight ring. And turn her attention to the artificial island anchored in the North Sea that is under assault by the Sklarians.
Darn you, Sklarians. Yeah. This is their first appearance, isn't it?
It says here the Sklarians first appeared in Superboy in the LSH 233, so we must have dealt with them just before we finished doing this stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we did, because, of course, we talked a lot about Kono.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah. Anyway. There they are, Legionnaires, using a tractor beam to pirate the Life Institute's unique equipment while keeping the resident science police officers penned in with those aerosleds?
Aerosleds, yep.
Sorry, I'm reading this on screen and I've got my microphone sitting in front of me, so it gets confusing. Superboy says, tractor beam, huh? Well, I've handled those before. And he says, oh, but this one's incredible. It's pulling this computer bank away with more strength than I can summon to haul it back down. And he says, what? It's even breaking away from me. How could the Sklarians come up with a tractor beam that powerful?
Well, they watched Star Wars: A New Hope.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to know what to do with a tractor beam.
It was after 1977, so yeah.
Well, that's true. Anyway, Kaz says they couldn't, Superboy, but I did. My magnetic energies can cancel out all their tractor beams and safely set the equipment back on the proper platforms. And Superboy says, great, losing that tractor beam frightened the Sklarians on the ship. They're taking off. I think I'll give them an escort out of Earth's atmosphere until the science police starships can corner them. And we see Timberwolf getting all athletic and Lightlass lightening stuff up. And it says, on the Institute's metallic decks, Timberwolf and Lightlass use their powers to disarm the Sklarians. Combining super acrobatics with suddenly induced weightlessness, the Legionnaires quickly plow through their their opposition. Perhaps too quickly. They missed me and are racing off after my sister warriors. Good. Perhaps this will give me a chance to strike for Sklaria. The technology we so desperately need may yet be ours. And she zaps a little spot in the wall and gets through and gets through it, and then says, and we see a bunch of guys, huh? What? She says, it appears I found exactly what I wanted, the directors of the Life Institute. With you as my unconscious hostages, the Legionnaires will have to give in to my demands. What? A force shield protecting you from my stun ray? Courtesy of Brainiac 5, Sklarian. Look alive, Legionnaires. The Sklarian captain is heading for you. And she judo chop. Ayla saying, fool, no Terran, not even a Legionnaire, can challenge the strength of a Sklarian. And Timberwolf is having none of this. Ayla, he says. And she says, that's right, Legionnaire, rush to your frail, fallen female. That will guarantee my escape.
Yeah, she's kind of right.
Yeah, she's not wrong at all. And so off she goes, and before the Legionnaires can react, the Sklarian starship dips low in the sky to rendezvous with the Astro Sled. Indeed. Only to speed back out of the atmosphere again, just ahead of Superboy. He says, my telescopic vision shows the Science Police's Earth Watch is already waiting for the Sklarian ship. No need for me to chase them, then. Everything under control here, Doc, he says, and the Doctor says, yes, Superboy, thanks to you Legionnaires. The secret of... Brainy interrupts him, says, Superboy, Cosmic Boy needs help with the computer bank. Oops. And he says, sure, Brainy, but I wonder why he interrupted the doctor. There wasn't any rush. Could Brainy be hiding something from me? Maybe this has something to do with that strange examination he gave me earlier. And the guy says, would you kindly set it over there, Superboy? And he says, sure, Doc, but what exactly is this? What do you do here anyway? And they say, well, why, this is the Life Institute, Superboy, the center of all biological research on Earth. Haven't you heard of us? He says, nope. It's never come up on any of my visits from the 20th century, kids. Doc.
Kids,
yeah. Well, you know.
All right, kids.
All right, he says, and I think it'll never come again, since Brainy is whispering to you to be quiet. A whisper that's like a shout to my super hearing. There's something fishy going on here. Perhaps, but for the moment, those suspicions will have to go unconfirmed, at least while a Legion cruiser joins the Science Police patrol patrolling Earth's outer atmosphere on the alert for the new Sklarian raiders. And some boy says, so, you think the Sklarians were after this Life Institute serum stock, Brainy? And he says, what else could it be, Dirk? We thought the location of the serum distillery was a secret, but obviously it's not. And Kaz says, then if it's not a secret, can we stop using the hypno chair on Superboy? Get another note, dude. He says, of course not, Rock. It may not be much of a secret now, but we can't let Superboy know it. He might use it to destroy the 20th century. What? It certainly would be tempting enough. And don't think even Superboy could resist the temptation to play God. That's why we can't rely on the post-hypnotic command that he gives himself to wipe out the relevant knowledge of the future when he returns from the 20th century.
I was wondering where that is.
Yeah.
And everything.
He says, so we use the hypno chair to brainwash him instead. But unknown to Brainiac 5, there's another listening in on his commands. A listener thousands of miles away. Brainwashing, so that's what's going on. But why? Why? Says Superboy. And Timberwolf says, pay attention, Superboy. Your mind's a million miles away from this game. And he says, sorry, Timberwolf. I guess I was daydreaming.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. And Shady shows up, says, more like sleepwalking, Superboy. If I can intercept a pass intended for you, you may be... And he says, you may be able to grab the ball, Shady, but can you keep control of it? Or will it be my score, he says as he pops it through the thing. And Ayla says, Superboy, where are you going? And then we see an alert monitor. The monitor board alert. His super hearing must have picked it up first, says Timberwolf. And he says, that signal means that the alert's in Earth's proximity space. Let's scramble for a cruiser. Superboy's halfway there by now.
More than likely, yeah. Yes.
So on to Technos, orbiting far above Earth. It is the most important spearheads of mankind's quest for new knowledge. There we go. And at the moment, it's also the latest part of the Sklarian's quest to obtain the knowledge Earth already possesses. Here, the Legion cruiser is dueling with the Sklarian mothership while the science police force the smaller Sklarian ships to the ground. Yet the battle is not an even one, for even though the Legionnaires can strike with awesome forces, their weapons are intended to cripple the ship, not the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the Sklarians have no such scruples. But before the deadly energies can sear the cruiser's hull, they are intercepted by a skin far tougher than any metal. That's right. It's Superboy.
Do-do-do!
Yes.
The Adventures of Superman as a Young Boy.
Yes, that's right. Even as crackling beams are dissipating, the Boy of Steel grabs the Sklarian vessel, spinning it at super speed that defies the ship's automated controls and sends it hurtling into the asteroid below. Yet even as a second Legion cruiser appears in the star-dappled void, 9 small aero sleds come flying out of the wrecked hull. For the Sklarians dare not surrender with their prize so near at hand. Brainiac spread out. Don't let any of them get away with the experimental equipment. Sorry, my mind filled that in because I was
the
like, wait a second.
Experimental
equipment. That's fine. The devices used here on Technos are irreplaceable. If the Sklarians steal them, science will be set back by a decade. Be careful that your powers don't damage the equipment. You should stay out of the life sciences section entirely, Superboy. And he says, check, Brainy. I wonder if that isn't just an excuse as part of your cover-up theme. Mm.
So the Sklarians are always stealing, like, body parts and science stuff.
Yeah, basically. They're all about technology.
Yeah. So are they all just warrior-trained and there are no scientists on Sklar? Because I never hear about a Sklarian scientist.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I mean, this was, they fleshed it out a bit when Kono came along.
Yeah.
But I don't quite recall what was the deal with the Sklarians.
I mean, they remind me of a very, Zamaron / Amazon sort of race.
Yeah, and that's what they ended up being, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Totally. But without the science on the Amazon's part, at least. So, no purple ray of healing here, so.
Exactly. So anyways, this is him chasing around, blah, blah, blah. And Superboy's like, let me give you a hint, some boy. There are too many Sklarians here for one Legionnaire to handle. And he flashes some light at Superboy and says, you heard what Brainiac 5 said, Superboy. Keep out of here. I'll handle this. And Superboy's like, that was weird. I've never seen some boy act like that. And some boy is thinking, hated to do that, but there's more at stake than Superboy's revenge or my skin. I'll just have to stop these Sklarians myself.
And we know how Dirk's going to do it. Ladies, look at this.
Hey now.
Yeah. Oh, no, leave me alone with all the women to defeat. What will I do?
Yeah, well, Superboy's kind of upset about this. He says, and I'm starting to free myself from the shackles of my little mystery as well. And I don't like the picture that's forming one bit. More Sklarian fighting. This time it's Timberwolf, and he says, "Wasn't your homeworld?" Or she says, "Wasn't your homeworld ever like Sklaria, a happy world, just at the dawn of real civilization, just about to make the first jump into space?" And Bryn says, "Soon wasn't much of a world, lady."
And I'm a robot.
Yeah,
not really.
And Ayla shows up and says that she's fine. They've wrapped up the rest of the Sklarians. And in the life sciences, there we go. And Bryn says, well, let's go. I'm finished with these two. They were just giving me a sob story about Sklaria. Please, Legionnaires, listen. One of you must understand. The United Planets came to Sklaria and gave us much of its technology. But it was just enough to destroy our society and put our world on the brink of chaos. We need the rest of your knowledge to pull together. And she says, we need the things that you've shown us, the glories that the UP refuses to share. And Brainy says, you're very wrong, woman. Many worlds don't have all the UP's science, but they can't all be built to ultra-modern technical levels at once. The culture shock would be too great. Sklaria ought to give the UP some time and not try to steal what it can't be given. And they're saying many thanks for the Science Police say many thanks for the assist, Legionnaires. We'll take the pirates off your hands now. And Rock says, I guess you should, officer, but I'm not sure I'd call them pirates. After all, my world faced the same problem a few years back. When Brawl joined the UP, it was still in the pre-atomic period when suddenly we got starships. It drove more people crazy than we could count. And then there was the group that was frustrated, knowing the UP was still holding out on the... And Brainy says, what do you think this is, Legionnaire, a debating society? Save it for when we get back to headquarters. Now that we've turned these Sklarians over to the Science Police for detention, let's head home. I want to finish that exam I was giving Superboy. Hold on, Brainy, says Superboy. You can skip that phony exam nonsense and the brainwashing that goes with it. And Brainy says, what are you talking about, Superboy? You know exactly what I'm talking about, my friend. I'm talking about your little scheme, and I got news for you. Even without a computer mind like yours, I figured it out. Once I was sure you were trying to put one over on me, the rest was easy to piece together. I knew you hadn't suddenly turned into members of the Fatal Five, so I figured you had good intentions. And since your secret was related to life sciences, I realized it had to be something unknown to on 21st century Liar. Or 21st century Earth or Krypton. So what we're dealing with must be the secret of creating life itself. He says, you're right, Superboy. There's no use denying it. And Brainy says, UP scientists learned to create artificial life shortly after the Legion was formed. One of our jobs is to guard that secret, to prevent the universe from being thrown out of balance by the countless artificial beings needing to be fed. We didn't dare tell you because even though you aren't beyond a slip of the tongue, just as Sklaria isn't ready for the secret, neither is Earth or your time. Neither is Earth in your time. And without the building, and without the hypnoblock, you might accidentally reveal the secret back in the 20th century. He says, don't worry, Brainy. As he heads into the time stream, says, I have to head back to the 20th century Smallville now. But when I come back for the next meeting, you can use your mind machine on me. I've never wanted to play Dr. Frankenstein, not even for a minute. See ya. And Patrick Stewart says, masterful youths, I commend you on your perception and to think you are not even yet 50. You're not yet even 50. And he says, thank you, Dr. Breldon. That's a high compliment coming from the serum's inventor. And Brainy says, indeed, though I hated to lie to Superboy again. And the guy says, it's better this way. If he knew the truth, he could not fail to be tempted. For as we all know, the serum does not create life, but extends it. And what human could resist the desire to let his loved ones live on for centuries? Even as noble a youth as Superboy is still human. Mm. You can restore the hypnoblock before he begins to wonder why those of you in your 20s are still called boy or kid. Oh, that's why.
That's why. Okay.
And realize that that some of us live to be hundreds of years old, a youth last decades. And they say, it's a pity we have to withhold your discovery from some worlds, Doctor. And he says, yes, but more worlds... more planets get it every year or each year, and I soon hope the whole universe will be ready for true immortality when we find it.
Maybe one day.
Next, sure. The Legion takes a well-earned vacation. We'll see.
We'll see about that.
He says, but wait till you see what happens when they do.
That doesn't sound good.
No, sir. Over to you, sir.
There is a second story in this issue, and this is pulled right out of the pages of Uncanny X-Men, kids.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Superboy and Legion of Superheroes, live from Metropolis Square, morning of a chill autumn day in 3077, and the Earth Council Supreme Court has been called into special session by the request of Councilman Marco Chang. Chang, long an opponent of the Legion, has accused five Legionnaires of certain unspecified high crimes. Because of the councilman's position in the government, he's received an expedited hearing of his charge. And wait, the Science Police are arriving with the five charged Legionnaires. There's an angry crowd at the courthouse this morning. Men and women who violently oppose the Legion's extra legal standing. Normally these people remain in the background, but today's trial seems to have drawn them out of the woodwork to protest the Legion's. Legion scum! What makes you better than regular folks? Die, mutie! Ladies and gentlemen, a scuffle's broken out. Several demonstrators have breached the barricades and are attacking the Legionnaires. Now the science police are trying to contain the crowd using their electro batons. Everything's under control for the time being, but it's shaping up to be a bad day, not only for the Legion, but for the world. Oh, my. And it is Trial of the Legion 5, continuing from last issue's epic story, of Tragedy and Triumph by George Conway, George Tuska and Vince Coletta, Ben Oda, and Jerry Serpe. The court is called to order. Who has business before the court? Let him speak now by order of council and federation. And we have our accuser. Mm-hmm. I speak, Your Honor, Marco Chang, councilman of the Earth government, charged 5 legionnaires with the highest crimes. I accuse the self-styled heroes named Timberwolf, Saturn Girl, Lightning Lad, Shadow Lass, and the absent Brainiac 5 with willfully causing the death of my son. I accuse them all of murder in the first degree. Chang, he's hated us for years, ever since we refuted a campaign charge he made during his first election. That was politics, Princess. This is more serious. I'll say, Superboy, those are our friends on trial down there. This is Cam, Superboy, and Projectra up in the gallery. Why don't we do something to help them? Like what, Reap? Barge down there and disrupt the proceedings? Who would that help, our friends or Marco Chang? Guess we've got no choice. No choice at all. We don't even know the facts on this case. Suppose the others did do what Marco claims for whatever motive, then they could very well be guilty as charged. Marco Chang, as accuser, you must take the witness dais and testify under the truth tube. Are you prepared to answer all questions honestly? I am, Your Honor. Then proceed and explain. My son lies before you, his lifeless body frozen in a stasis cylinder as required by custom. He died from an obscure, previously incurable disease called the synapse syndrome, the slow destruction of all electrical activity in the victim's nervous system. My son was brave and reconciled to his death, yet I was not and scoured the universe for a cure until 2 days ago. Father? What's wrong, Father? Redvick, I found it. Take a drink, kids.
Yes.
Take a drink. The cure, Redvick, the cure. This legend was buried in ancient Titan parchments, but I hired an army of librarians to seek it out. The myth of the Titanian Psycho Beast. The what? Only one of the creatures is still alive in the black caves of Titan. In its death throes, the beast produces an uncanny radiation, Redvick. Radiation which revitalizes destroyed energy paths such as those in your dying neural cells. But Father, if the beast has to die, no price is too great to pay for your life. But my son protested, not wanting the creature's death on his conscience, but I could not be dissuaded. I left within the hour, bound for the moons of Saturn, aboard my one-man space cruiser. But when I arrived above the planet already night dark in Saturn's shadow, I found others there. The Legion? Dear God, can they be searching for the beast too? I landed, questioned them, told them of my quest, and begged for assistance. And their patrol leader, the so-called human with the computer mind, Brainiac 5, refused. I'm sorry, Councilman. We need the Psycho Beast for reasons of our own. We can't let you have him. I pleaded with them, told them they were sentencing my son to die, but they wouldn't listen. Then they attacked me. I resisted with all my skill, but that strange legionnaire, the wild one named Timberwolf, moved so quickly I couldn't defend myself, and at last I fell unconscious. Wonk! That's all I remember. But when I regained consciousness, the one called Brainiac 5 was gone, and the Psycho Beast had vanished with him. I summoned the science police to arrest the murderers and to learn Brainiac 5's whereabouts, but by the time we returned to Earth, my son had died. Wow, he is full of all the hyperbole, kids. The truth tube glows yellow. Marco Chang speaks the truth as he understands it. First defendant is summoned to testify. Imra Ardeen, as ranking legionnaire, take the dais and make your statement. Hang on a second. More water for me. Yay. To cover the background, Your Honor, says the woman known as Saturn Girl, we have to go back several days. Our leader Wildfire had just sacrificed himself to save my life and the lives of 3 other legionnaires. He was dying, having absorbed too much energy for even his system to control. We brought him to the Legion clubhouse where Brainiac 5 performed an exhaustive series of tests attempting to revive Wildfire. To no avail. Wildfire was dying, his whole energy structure disintegrating with every passing hour. It was a process remarkably like the synapse syndrome, but in Wildfire's case, more than his nervous system was collapsing. His whole form was literally breaking apart. Watching it was like torture. We wanted to help, but we were helpless. For days, we remained in the clubhouse like sentinels, and then I remembered an ancient legend of my people. Quirrell, we can save Wildfire if the beast still lives. Wildfire doesn't have to die. What Imra talks sense. And, of course, Quirrell is Brainiac 5's real first name, Quirrell Dox Brainiac 5. I told him about the Psycho Beast, and he checked it with the Legion's computer. It was a slim hope, but we were ready to grasp at anything. The tube glows yellow. Saturn Girl speaks true. Yet your explanation is no defense. We must have more information. Then let me take the dais, Your Honor. I acted as scout during the mission. My eyes saw everything, even what occurred in the darkness. Go get him, Shadow Lass, Lightning Lad says. Though I wonder if anything can help us now. The judge is right. Our concern for Wildfire is no defense. Were we wrong in obeying Brainiac 5's orders without question? Was Wildfire any more deserving of life than Red Vic Chang? I don't know. How can right and wrong become so confused? Dear God, are we murderers? As a tormented Lightning Lad probes the depths of his own morality, outside the court building, a restless mob grows into an angry mob, which is watched by two unseen figures from a rooftop nearby. That mob is going to make it difficult to reach the courthouse. I know, but we'll find a way in somehow. There, the side entrance. It's blocked from the street, probably unguarded. You hope. I never hope, my friend. Oh, he doesn't hope.
And reading this makes me think of course, the Secrets of the Legion series that would come later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I merely calculate probabilities. That sounds like Brainiac 5 to me.
Yeah.
The odds are we'll pass this door unhindered. You realize if you're wrong, I'll never let you live it down. That's a risk I'm prepared to take. Guess what, friend? You lose. There's someone inside with a blaster gun. While in the courtroom, the thing that bothers me is Brainiac 5's absence. There's nothing more damning than not appearing for your own trial. If only he hadn't disappeared. If only we could find him. Wait, Shadow Lass is about to begin her testimony. Ah. As the team scientist, Brainiac 5 organized the mission, Shadow Lass begins, and he chose the mission members with care. He picked Saturn Girl because Titan is her home, Timberwolf because of the Psycho Beast's treacherous habitat, Lightning Lad because of his energy-related powers, and me because of my night sight. Titan was entering dark phase as the planet Saturn passed between Titan and the Sun. I was to act as a scout. Finding the path where Saturn Girl probed for the Psycho Beast telepathically. I sensed thought patterns about 4 kilometers ahead, Tasmia, somewhere in those black hills. Man, how can you see in this Saturn light, Taz? All the shadows keep shifting, changing shape. I've lived in shadows all my life. Garth, we Talukians can see in faint light or no light at all. I believe you, Taz, but I'm not so sure my nerves do. Please, Garth, trust me. I guess I have to, Taz. We all do. Especially a guy named Wildfire. It seemed like we climbed for hours, winding through the darkness over cliffs and around overhangs. The pace was hypnotic, and I was beginning to wonder if we'd ever find the beast when I turned a rocky corner. Roar! And found myself facing a lumbering horror. Before any of us could move, the beast struck, sending a wave of psychic force tearing through me. I passed out, and I didn't regain consciousness until that awful Marco Chang arrived about some time later. By that time, the others had, I'm afraid indirect testimony is inadmissible, young woman. You can only relate what your friends told you. We must have their direct testimony, but I'll give you that testimony, Your Honor. Very well, take the stand. God in heaven, must we listen to their ramblings forever? Can't the tribunal recognize their guilt? My son is dead because the Legionnaires set themselves up as gods. They decided that their fellow members' life was more important than my Red Vic's, and for that crime, I swear I'll see them suffer. Meanwhile, in a corridor, not far from stately Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm.
12 moons of Jupiter, I've hit this one twice with my energy baton, but he's still unharmed. He's still coming. Can't my guard's unconscious friend need help with yours? Don't think so. He decided it was nap time. Funny, but I suggest you put a lid on the humor, my friend. Oh, really? We have a date with justice in the courtroom, and we dare not let anything slow us down. There wasn't much we could do but fight back, Lightning Lad says as the truth tube descends. The Psycho Beast gave us no choice. Timberwolf leaped in to protect Shadow Lass, and the creature swiped at him viciously. I sent a lightning bolt ripping his way, but that just got him mad. Next thing I knew, I was caught in a miniature avalanche, and only Brainiac 5's force field kept me and the others from being flattened. Everyone was safe, except for Timberwolf. Yep. I've encountered bravery in my life, but I've never seen anything like what Bryn did then. He lunged, caught the beast by the horns, and rode him like a bull. The Psycho Beast went wild. Holding the beast's horns, Bryn completed a circuit, so the beast couldn't use his energy bolts without harming himself. Instead, he tried to crush Bryn against the cliff. And just as we were leaping for the beast, trying to save Bryn, Bryn struck with all his might. Wham! Yeah. And the beast fell, stunned. We were standing there, breathing hard, when Marco Chang arrived. Chang told the truth about Brainiac 5 refusing him. But as for the rest, about us attacking. About you attacking. Well, Your Honor, that's an out-and-out lie. The truth too makes no error, Legionnaires. Yet it glows yellow, meaning you speak truth. Even as it glowed yellow for Marco Chang.
I always find this interesting that, you know, when they've got these sort of tools in place, that it's like, yes, and that doesn't seem to work at all.
Yeah, exactly. Still, nothing you've said can assuage your guilt. I must call the last witness for the defense. Legionnaire Timberwolf, arise and take crash. Great galaxies, who dares interrupt these proceedings? I dare, Your Honor, for the sake of justice and human life. Stop him, that's my son's body, don't let him desecrate. Marco Chang's hysterical shout is drowned out in a roar of energy as countless ergs of power pour into the dead youth's frozen body. Power that seems to stir the static form, causing the chest suddenly to heave with an indrawn breath, causing the body to rise. Father! He's alive! My son is alive! He lives! He lives! Order! Order! I must have order in the court. You there! Go, Brainiac 5, aren't you? Explain the meaning of this circus before I cite you for contempt. No contempt was intended, Your Honor. Knowing Marco Chang's irrational hatred of the Legion, I thought it best to perform a small subterfuge. Yes, I did refuse Chang's demand, but not in order to kill his son. Taking the Psycho Beast to a secret Legion lab, I used the Beast's death energy to revive Wildfire. You see, Your Honor, Wildfire is a pure energy being. I knew he could retain the Psycho Beast's energy for a short time and then use that energy to save Redvick Chang. Both men could be saved, but only if Wildfire was revived first. I would have explained this to Chang, but he didn't want an explanation. Chang saw what he wanted to see and believe what he wanted to believe. That's why I was absent from the trial, Your Honor. I needed time to help Wildfire recover. Time Marco Chang would never have given me willingly. It seems truth is often more complex than our laws would have us believe. A man's truth is often colored by his prejudice. I declare the charges void. This case is dismissed. And so it ends. A trial is over, though in many ways the questions raised remain unresolved. Truth is like that in life. Let there is one man present who will never forget this day. And for the rest of his life, Marco Chang will wonder how much of his truth is a lie. And there you go.
There you have it. So that's kind of gives us that. Mm-hmm. All right then. So.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, I always find the still kind of jarring in comparison to the other story. Well, I mean, part of that's just the art style. But anyway, we have some stuff.
Stuff?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we have.
Well, that's right. It is, of course, we are headed into summer.
Oh, that's true. It is May. I put away the heavy coats today.
Yes. Yeah, so, as a result,
something you can't do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cold this week. very rainy. All right.
Yes, sir.
Stump the subs. Some boy themed stump in honor of the start of summer.
Okay.
Retro Boot. Which Legionnaire was first to discover that some boy died piloting the Legion cruiser in Legion 17?
Invisible Kid.
That is correct.
Yes. And let's be specific, Jacques Foucault.
That's right. That's right. Three Boot. Some boy left.
Zutalor.
All right, so some boy left the Legion to lead a group of teens that Praetor Lemnos.
Ah, who?
Funny you should say that, because that's exactly what Murray typed here.
It's Murray, okay.
Yes, yes. Had been controlling. What was the name of the group?
The Wanderers.
Incorrect.
Really?
Incorrect, yeah.
The Ravagers?
Nope.
The Heroes of Lelor? No.
No. No.
I knew that last one was wrong. What is it?
Terra Firma.
Oh, okay. Terra Firma. Yeah. Sure, why not?
And in the reboot, was some boy one of the lost Legionnaires?
Was he in the reboot? Meaning the Archies, the Juggies?
That's correct. When they had the Legion lost.
I don't think so.
You are correct. He was not.
Okay.
And finally,
Original Sun Boy. Okay.
Original. Yeah. Oh yeah. Original Legion. Mm-hmm. Who were the creators of Sun Boy?
Dr. Regulus and Sun Boy's father.
That is incorrect. Jerry Siegel and Jim Mooney.
Ah.
There we have it.
So. I was going with the guys who created his origin, you know.
Of course. Like, but anyway, so there you go. Not stumped because you got that first one right out the gate.
I got the first one and the third one, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. All you needed was the first one, though.
So I know. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Nice try, Murray. Not getting any of my stuff.
All right, then. So let's actually wrap this one up.
Sounds like a plan, sir. Wrapping it up.
Because we're lost in time, as it were. So,
space, right. Yes.
Comments, as always, are welcome. Legion of Substitute Podcasters at gmail.com. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these things, you can have our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, where you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we will see you all next week.
Not guilty!